Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Yes, indeedy do. This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of July 6th, 2018. A very happy belated birthday to America. Hope you enjoyed the 4th of July holiday. If you are in America and celebrating that, of course, if you're listening to us outside, as many do, well, we had a 4th of July, you see, America's Independence Day celebrated this past week, and hopefully everyone did.
The original Brexit.
That's true. We were the original Brexit, when you stop and think about it. And then don't forget to start again. Yeah. But that's what it's all about. I am Dave Graveline. He is
Chris Graveline.
In the control room, none other than Erasmo himself. Jingle and audio engineer extraordinaire and just all around good guy. Along with Horatio, who's in New York, still working with the show. And we're very thankful for that. All around good guy as well. Doing fun stuff and helping the web team and keeping the posts going. Always new stuff. By the way, if you missed any of our 3 hours from last week's show from New York City at CE Week at the Jacob Javits Center in New York, we want you to visit intotomorrow.com. Of course, you probably already subscribe to our free podcasts. Therefore, you don't miss a minute of the show anytime, and you listen at your leisure. But if your favorite affiliate that you may be listening to now doesn't carry all 3 hours or doesn't work for you in your schedule, then you know you can hear the whole show anytime at intotomorrow.com or, again, our free podcast. That's what it's all about. And, of course, we're in the middle of our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. I can't help but get excited when I say hot summer giveaway because we got a lot of stuff. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of goodies.
Hashtag facepalm.
Or you could say it the old-fashioned way, pound facepalm, and that would make it even more interesting, and then it would hurt more, too.
Yeah. That's what I like to tell people. I'm old enough to know when to remember when a hashtag was called a pound sign.
I know. And the problem with that is the Me Too movement. If you think pound, well, you know, you see what I'm, you see where I was going there. It's just, that's not a good thing if you think of it as the old pound sign.
Yeah.
Instead of hashtag.
Right.
It was just a simple observation there. Getting myself in trouble, am I not?
Yeah, why don't you quit while you're ahead?
All right, some tech news and commentary, and then we will get to more of your calls. We got a whole bunch of great questions and things we're going to address this hour again on the show. Consumers are overwhelmingly positive about their smart home devices. This based on a recent study of social media posts completed by Crimson Hexagon. In their study, millions of mentions across Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Tumblr, and more were analyzed, and the data indicated that 80% of all smart home mentions were positive. Now, that, of course, leaves 20% where people were upset at their smart home devices, speakers and otherwise, not working properly. Like maybe asking your thermostat to make it cooler, and it turned out it made it hotter, or any number of things.
Or like, you know, when you ask things the wrong way, you know, I have to remember when I'm changing my air conditioner at home to always, you know, say, Alexa, you know, set the AC to it. Because if I accidentally say, set the air to, I'm sorry, I do not know how to do that.
You know? Yeah, I know. And every so often I forget, too. And do I call it my thermostat? Do I say my AC? And see, Alexa always upsets me because let's say that I want to go up, well, never go up because I always want cooler. So I want to go down 2 or 3 degrees, right? And I'll say, Alexa, make my AC 70 degrees. She'll say, your AC is set to 70 degrees. Well, it's not. It was at 73 but she's making it sound like it is set to 70. And why am I asking? Well, she makes me feel bad about my question.
Because it is now. Now that you've asked it, now is set to
70. No, but it's not, because I'll stare at the thermostat, the Wi-Fi thermostat, for a couple of minutes. I know, pound facepalm. But it takes a moment or so, because remember, it's going to her ether world and then back to my thermostat.
It's going to Amazon servers, and they have to have someone there that sits there monitoring and hears everything you say, and then
right.
they have to then send it down to your thermostat.
Right. So they're actually controlling my thermostat, a person who's sitting there pretending to be Alexa.
Yeah.
That's spooky. And listening to all of my conversations.
Not really. You're gonna scare everybody listening to the show.
But that's the 20% that's not happy with their smart home device. So, what can we say? Hopefully that 80% improves with additional new items.
Yeah.
What smart home device do you not have that you think you really need to get so you just can't live without? Or what do you have currently that you love so much that you recommend to everybody? Oh my gosh, you have to have this in your home.
I think one of my favorite high-tech gadgets in the home is one of the simplest things ever, and you actually have one here sitting in the studio too. It's called a fake TV.
Good point. And when I go out of town, I do that. Of course, now I'm telling everybody in the world that I may have a fake TV in the front room or something.
Yeah, but like me, the community you live in is like Fort Knox to get in here. So.
Well, that's also true, and that there's a reason for that.
Yeah. And we actually, the company sent several of these years ago for us to give away on the show, and they're simple little boxes with LEDs on it that flicker and flash as if, and from the outside of the window, it looks like a TV is on.
Yeah,
it
looks like, even though there's no car in the driveway, somebody's in the house because somebody's in that bedroom watching TV. That's true.
According to a Wall Street Journal examination, Google, which a year ago vowed to clamp down on Gmail users' privacy, has reportedly been letting outside app developers scan millions of inboxes.
Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal reported that despite the promise from Google last June to stop scanning Gmail messages for the purpose of selling targeted ads, the tech giant has been allowing hundreds of outside software developers to access inboxes. The app developers were reportedly granted access to the inboxes of users who signed up for email-based tools, such as price comparisons or travel itinerary planners. By opting into those tools, users were potentially exposing entire Gmail messages, email addresses, and other pieces of information to the third parties. It also said the terms that the Gmail users must accept to allow these outside apps to access their inboxes does not explicitly spell out that actual people might be peeking at their private messages.
No, but they apparently have been.
Yeah.
And that makes it even more bizarre. It's one thing if a computer is just randomly searching emails and picking up words to then offer up ads. You know, maybe they pick up on the fact that I mentioned refrigerator or something. So then suddenly the next day I've got refrigerator ads popping up everywhere. And it's like, that's scary. That's creepy. How do they know? But it's a whole other thing if it's a person reading your emails. And doesn't that make it even more bizarre? Of course it does. I don't like that. But now they're allegedly going to fix that. Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good luck with that. Of course, we've been telling you for years, privacy, forget it. No such thing in this digital age. Mm-hmm. T-Mobile has rolled out a new family mode package that offers parental controls for monitoring electronic device use. Using an app along with the T-Mobile Family Mode home base, users can set time limits for devices and manage, monitor, and even filter content. So if you've got some concerns there with your kids and you're on T-Mobile or maybe thinking of moving there, check out Family Mode and their new package that gives you a whole lot more control. And while you're at it, YouTube offering more personalization and other features in a relaunch of its music service. Did you know YouTube had a music service?
I did.
But you don't care because you're on Prime with Amazon, and that's all the music you need. But they do have a new music service. The monthly price will be $10. But if you want to cough up an additional $2, you can get access to ad-free YouTube Premium Video, which is a revamp of what they called YouTube Red.
Oh.
So now it's YouTube Premium Video.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. It's terribly exciting.
An app that encourages teens to be nice to each other has just been acquired by Facebook for an undisclosed fee. The app called TBH, which means to be honest, is just 9 weeks old, but had already been downloaded 5 million times.
Holy cow.
The app creators said that it will remain a standalone program, but will now have more resources thanks to Facebook. TBH said, we were compelled by the ways they could help us realize TBH's vision and bring it to more people. According to TechCrunch, the deal was for less than $100 million, and TBH's four-person team would now become Facebook employees. One expert commented that Facebook keeps a close eye over new companies and is willing to pay a premium to buy them rather than risk them developing into a threat.
We're new. We've only been on the air 23 years.
Yeah, but Facebook doesn't see us as a threat.
Oh, I see.
So they won't buy us.
What if we talk more bad things about them?
They don't care.
They don't want to buy us to take us off the air. And yeah. I'll take several million dollars to retire. Now I would miss our audience too much.
Yeah,
they need the show. And we need them. So, yeah, we can't be bought. Although you can try us. I was talking about T-Mobile a minute ago during a U.S. Senate panel recently. The T-Mobile CEO said the competitive advantages held by AT&T and Verizon can't be overcome without a merger, citing their scale and cost structure advantages. The Sprint executive chairman said his company can't spend to keep up with the two larger rivals. So they're both hoping that their merger can go through, so that T-Mobile and Sprint become one to take on AT&T and Verizon. I'm sure AT&T and Verizon are shaking in their cellular boots. They should, because Sprint and mostly T-Mobile have been a lot more aggressive, you know, being the un-company and all that kind of stuff, the un-carrier. So maybe together they can actually take on the two bigger boys or girls or players.
Just take on the Death Star.
Take on the Death Star. And Walmart tells us that they'll offer a new online shopping experience using, get this, 3D to allow consumers to browse select items. The 3D experience allows consumers to browse 70 products set in a curated apartment. So you can, like, go into a Walmart apartment and, using 3D, look at items that they have available for sale. So instead of asking someone wearing a vest, you know, that says, may I help you? And then you ask them a question and they don't even speak English. Do I sound bitter?
A little bit.
That's because I don't go to Walmart anymore for that reason alone. So instead of that, you're just using your computer in 3D and trying to do whatever you got to do to get some help and maybe say, ooh, now I like that product because it looks like I can almost touch it.
Yeah.
To increase competition in the smart home market, Google would be wise to buy a Home Mini for every U.S. household. So says Morgan Stanley analyst Brian Nowak. Nowak notes that the potential of smart speakers when it comes to voice ordering and subscription services could very easily help Google regain what will be a $3.3 billion investment if they were to do that. So what do you think? You think that Google should give all of us in America a free Google Home Mini?
Sure.
Yeah, but why not? I mean, who would say, no, I don't want that? Of course, Google probably thought that this Morgan Stanley analyst was just smoking something funny. But think about it. It'll cost them $3 billion to do it, but what an amazing idea. And then Amazon Alexa is just going to cower in a corner somewhere. Because if, I mean, Google's not going to do that, I'm sure. But wouldn't that be interesting?
Well, it'll give my Alexa somebody to talk to when I'm not there.
Yeah, because she talks to you when you are there, but yeah. That's a whole other story. Yehuda in Silver Spring, Maryland, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. We hope you sign up for those as well. Did I mention they're free? Yehuda, welcome Into Tomorrow.
I'm looking for a 50 to 60 inch TV that's rated to be on 24/7. I've seen some commercial monitors that are built to support this, but they run in the many thousands of dollars, where consumer TVs of that size seem to be very cheap these days. How do I know whether a TV will really be able to run 24/7 for any amount of time?
Well, Yehuda, pretty good question, actually. TVs that can truly run 24/7 are expensive for a reason. How many hours a day would you say a typical TV needs to stay on, considering that people typically work, go out, generally have lives? 24/7 TVs are usually either security monitors or advertising screens, so you pay for components that won't wear out after a couple of years of running nonstop. So the question here is, are you going to be running the 24/7 or just for a big chunk of the day? Most TVs will do just fine being one for many hours a day and keeping up to do whatever it is that you need it to do. And the second question is, how much is the 24/7 assurance worth to you?
Yeah, now, there's a decent chance that if you buy any regular TV and keep it running 24/7, it will still last you many years. It may not, and they won't promise you that, but it will probably last you long enough that you will have amortized by the time it breaks down and you have to replace it. Now, if the TV breaking down isn't a huge problem, you may be better off with a regular one and dealing with it when it no longer will turn on. If it's a critical component that cannot fail, you may need to spend that kind of money.
Yeah. Very curious as to what you need it for. So if you don't mind sharing with us, call back and let us know, because I think it'll help in the long run. Maybe we can even offer some more specific answers and options for you if we get a better idea. Visit us, however, at your leisure for more, and we want to hear from you, intotomorrow.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 20ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.20ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 20ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
$1.5 billion smartphones will be sold in this next year. Do you have any questions about which is best for you? You can ask us questions like that or anything involving any consumer tech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even holidays. We don't sleep. We hover over the phone to take your call, and I sort of hold your hand through the process. You'll see what I mean when you call the following toll-free number. And then, by the way, you win prizes for participating on Into Tomorrow. That number is
1-800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
And I'm Dave Graveline, and that voice,
Chris Graveline, reminding you that you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at intotomorrow.com. Streaming is provided by StreamGuys.com.
It's time for our Epoch History feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past,
here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history, history, history. Line. Chris.
The first players for Blu-ray and HD DVD were shown at the IFA, the International Funkausstellung, in 2005.
And back then it was still called that. Now, yes, just IFA.
Right. With market introduction at the next IFA exhibition in 2006, when they became the focal point of the show. Content for both formats was also shown at IFA. But in early 2008, Toshiba decided to discontinue HD DVD, and Blu-ray players became even more popular. At the Funkausstellung the same year, Panasonic introduced the first Blu-ray disc recorder to the market. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
And we've been broadcasting there since when? 2003.
Yeah.
Long time. If my math is right, I don't know, 16, 17 years, whatever. So the point is, we've got another 2 weeks from IFA in Berlin, Germany, coming up the first couple of weeks of September. You want to stay tuned for that. We'll be interviewing a whole bunch of their exhibitors, introducing some cool new things, some items just in time for the holidays. And they are the show truly rich in tech history. Andrea in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listens on AM 800 CKLW. Welcome Into Tomorrow.
Well, mine's kind of a three-part question.
Okay.
I need to understand how to spec out a computer for using in photography. I know it needs to have large RAM and large memory and needs to be fast. Oh, I want a program for editing and filing photos, but I don't want to be online. So that's part of it is the program. Part of it is how to spec out the computer in the first place. And then I need something that I've got a beautiful new printer, an Epson tank, the higher level one. and it works great for everything, and it makes beautiful pictures. But every editing program I've used, the colors change between whatever the computer's telling it and what's coming out the printers. So I need to understand how to, you know, get it to go in true color or whatever it is. So it's kind of a complex thing.
Well, Andrea, we hear you, and I can understand what you're talking about. Now, first of all, if you're going to be editing large files, yes, make sure you have plenty of RAM, random access memory, much cheaper these days than it ever used to be. So that doesn't matter as much for smaller pictures you may just take on your phone, for example. But if you're using a professional camera and uncompressed formats, having the most RAM possible will most certainly help things along. The processor is important too, like you said, but less so than it is for tasks like video editing.
Yeah, and you know, real quick, you mentioned you're also looking for programs for editing and filing. You want to look into the Adobe software. That's what I use here, and I swear by it. The Adobe Photoshop is like the standard for professional photo editing. And
yeah, but that's more for pros, right? So, I mean, she sounds like she's very much into what she's doing and would probably work well, but for people just starting out maybe with software, is that helpful
but
still?
She's looking for editing and filing photos. So you want to look into things like Photoshop. They also have Adobe Bridge, which is their digital asset management software, which is where you file the photos, and then you can put them with keywords so you can easily find and search those. So you can look into those as well. As for your printer, matching colors is not trivial, but the main two things you'll need to do is calibrate your monitor and set the right color profile for your printer, and that should hopefully help.
There you go. Meet us for more at intotomorrow.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation? Drops in the dollar's value? Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
You are tuned into Tomorrow for the weekend of July 6th, 2018. Glad you're with us, even gladder when you call in and participate on the program. And you can win fabulous prizes when you dial us anytime, 24-7, at 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. If you've never done it yet, what are you waiting for? It's really fun, honest. People tell us that they have a lot of fun with it. I sort of hold your hand through the process. You'll see what I mean when you call. And, of course, just as importantly as being able to answer a question for you or get you on the air so we hear you on the radio program and you join us, and it's fun, honest, give it a shot, you'll see what I mean, is the fact that you'll win fabulous prizes. I mean, it's automatic. You don't qualify to win stuff like other shows, you know, they put you on a big list and you're one of 1,000 people and maybe you get something. No, you get stuff. Call in, win stuff. It works out very well here on Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at owcdigital.com.
You know, we were talking about winning stuff.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Oh, and we've got a plethora of goodies for you. Lots of neat stuff. For example, from WeBoost, their Drive 4GX cell phone signal boosters, three of those valued at $480 each. And their Drive Sleek cell phone signal booster, four of them at $200 each.
From Ventev, several items, including a Dashport quick charge enabled car charger with two USB ports and a wall part Wallport quick charge enabled wall charger with two USB ports.
Easy for you to say. From SF Planet, a whole bunch of their Fossman goodies, like the ultra-thin indoor HDTV antenna, 50-mile range. Their dual conductive Xbox controller chargers, a couple of those. Their ultrasonic aromatherapy oil diffuser with remote control. And some Foss Power and Vena goodies. Stay tuned, we'll tell you more.
From Moda, we've got JetJet, the world's smallest streaming drone.
Oh, they sent two of those, and they're worth $130 a piece. From Cedar Electronics, how about a Cobra Dual View HD Dash View system with iRadar built in? And their Escort Max 360C. This is the first driver alert system for the connected car and worth $700.
From HZO, they've sent several pairs of the HZO-protected Motorola Bluetooth headphones valued at $70 each.
From A10, their UH3230 USB-C multi-port dock with power charging, $321 value. You want one of those.
From PhotoPro, several items, including a PhotoPro UFO 2 flexible mini tripod that locks to any surface or pole, and a cell phone mini tripod with Bluetooth connection.
Dynatrap with several of their safe, silent, simple mosquito traps. All the details for all of our goodies are available for you at intotomorrow.com. Links to them, pictures of them, lots of stuff. And all we ask of you is to mention, no promises, no guarantees, but mention two or three of the items when you call in and participate. We'll do our best to get one or more of those to you. There's a lot of great stuff, and a lot of folks have been saying, oh my gosh, I want to ask a question now, or share my favorite app, or share some tech rage, or help another listener. We love those calls, of course. Before the end of the summer, when a lot of the really good, valuable, expensive stuff is already gone. So don't hesitate. Call in. Win stuff. It really is that easy. Oh, and what would the number be again, just in case? Here, I've got a pen. I want to write this down.
800-899-INTO. Yeah. That's 800-899-4686.
Norman in Chattanooga, Tennessee, also listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Be sure and sign up at intotomorrow.com. You won't miss a minute of any of our show any week.
Love your show. I heard that they're going to need SSL certificates on all the websites, even if they don't sell stuff. Is that true or not? GoDaddy wants to charge about $60 a year for it, but don't know if there's a freer place. And I can't understand why we'd have to have it if we don't have, you know, an online store or something. I have a bunch of just information sites I'd like to know. Thank you for all you do. I'd like to get that bug zapper, the big one that kills everything. I'm getting overrun with mosquitoes and stuff. My dog said hi. Hi.
Well, hi back to your dog. That lit up Erasmo's eyes, too, because he's a dog daddy and a cat daddy. So he probably understood what the dog said. Was he really saying hi? He was. Okay, very cool. Well, Norman, you can definitely find SSL certificates for less than that. You can actually find single site certificates for free or for less than $10. Some hosts are offering them now just as part of their service. Check out Komodo, C-O-M-O-D-O, and you may find some inexpensive shared certificates. Rapid SSL may be another place to give a quick look.
Now, of course, $60 a year is not ridiculous compared to what you probably have to pay in hosting costs for a website with traffic. So, worst case scenario, you may have to pay it and just see it as the cost of not being penalized by Google.
Yeah, so I hope that helps you out. But keep in mind, Norman, that obviously there are ways to get things like that for free. Many of them are just now offering it because so many people, understandably, need to have the SSL these days. And it's important to know that hosting companies are offering it for free. If yours doesn't or wants to charge you a whole bunch of money for it, the heck with them. Go somewhere else. There are so many other hosting companies that will offer it without costing you more money that you should most certainly take advantage of that. Kay in Diana, Texas, listens on KTBB 92.1 FM. Hello, Kay.
I was trying to figure out how to set up some kind of Wi-Fi service to an old farmhouse where there's never been a cable, never been a phone line, never been a telephone. And I'm just a little confused about that kind of technology. whatever you have to say would be helpful.
You're sweet, Kay. We do our best to try to help you. And again, don't worry, as we said last hour to somebody who said, I have a ridiculous question. No, you don't. All consumer tech questions are valuable, and it's our pleasure to try to help. And now, your options here will mostly consist of whatever service you happen to have available in the area. Your easiest option would be to use cell phone service if you can and get your internet and Wi-Fi from a MiFi type of device. Now, the problem is that you mentioned old farmhouse that has never had a phone line, so the odds of it getting good cell phone service are probably not that great. Find out which, if any, companies in your area are able to provide you with internet service. You may find out that your only option is satellite. Even if you have other options, your only affordable option may still be satellite, since you may be expected to pay to wire up the distance between the ISP's nearest point of service and your farmhouse. And that could very well cost tens of thousands of dollars. So certainly look into HughesNet Satellite.
Yeah, now if you end up with satellite, on the other hand, a dish and a cable from it to the house is all you'll need. But because of the nature of satellite, you'll pay a bit more for the service with slower speeds, higher latency, and probably data caps. HughesNet, that Dave mentioned, now offers a high-speed option. We've been using it here at our studios and have actually been getting pretty decent speeds, fast enough for streaming video. However, you wouldn't really want to do that too often, as you'll use up a lot of the data, and the cost of their service does depend on how much data you plan to use. But they have very affordable plans, especially if you're not using a ton of data. You can text the word radio to 35,000 from your cell phone, and it'll just simply text you back a link to all the information that you'll need on their service.
Yeah, so again, just text 35,000, right? 35,000, text the word radio to that. And they'll just send you a simple link for your area with rates and information. That's sort of that's actually a great way to deal with it. And that might be actually your only, or certainly your best solution in the long run, because you can put a HughesNet satellite dish anywhere. You've got electricity, that's all you need, and it'll work. And, of course, a clear view of the sky. If it's a farmhouse, you probably have a part of the farmhouse that can easily see the sky. And it's all about what's available, of course, in your area. So you start by finding that out and how much the installation to an unwired farmhouse would cost. We suspect that anything but satellite will end up costing you a lot of money. So, Kay, great question. Thanks for asking it. Please be sure to let us know what you end up with. I hope HughesNet can help you out. Again, text radio to 35,000. They'll get you some info. And let us know, because it'll help other listeners with a similar digital dilemma. All the way into tomorrow.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-665-6113. 800-665-6113.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-665-6113. 800-665-6113. 800-665-6113.
More of our continued coverage from New York City following our coverage last week of CE Week. I'm Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow, all about safety and security. And we've talked a lot on the show, especially the last many years, about such things as security cameras. Well, our next guest has got a very unique one that does some pretty cool things, and a line of them you want to hear about. From Guardzilla is Terry Bader. Terry, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you, Dave. I'm just fine.
Good. glad to have you with us, because tell me about the line of cameras you guys are doing and a little bit about Guardzilla, and then let's get into some of the fun stuff.
Okay, great. So Guardzilla offers a variety of Wi-Fi security cameras, and the one we're talking about today is an outdoor 360-degree camera. So most cameras shoot about 100 degrees, 110 degrees of your environment. So that's why a lot of companies sell you 3 and 4 cameras so you can see everything. We have new technology that lets you see it all. All 360 degrees live panoramic video.
Now, does it record also in the 360 degrees?
360. And if I could show you, a picture's worth 1,000 words.
Yes, and a video is worth 10,000, I guess.
So as you can see, you just swipe or move your camera, and it'll show you everything that's going on in your environment. In 360 degrees, records in 360 degrees, detects motion in 360 degrees. So you put one camera anywhere you want. We allow you to do it through a magnetic mount. Let me just switch to the camera. So you can hang this on a ceiling, on a wall. You can put it flat, and it connects, and it will show everything. You can set the motion detection, and if motion is detected, it'll send you an alert, an email, or a push notification. And then once that happens, you go to your app, and you hit the event, and it'll show you what just happened. And it'll let you, just like I just showed you, pan around and see everything that just occurred.
Especially if you've got a dirt bag in the community. I'm a former police officer, so yeah, I'll use that term.
Bag, and he has body heat. You will arm the camera with a simple push of a button, and it gets detected. It'll immediately send you an alert.
And with other cameras, he's going to walk out of frame, and you're going to say, now what is he doing? Where is he going?
There
What's going
no
on? There is no out of frame here.
It also has a 90 decibel siren. So it's not just for monitoring, it's for a deterrence as well.
Very nice.
Yeah, so it'll blare, and believe me, he'll hear it, and he'll take off, and it'll record that video, and then you can pull up the video and send it to the police, and they'll go arrest him.
Yeah, well, that's the plan anyway, by all means.
The other nice thing is that it has a rechargeable battery. A lot of cameras require a plug-in, so it recharges, internal rechargeable battery, so you can put it pretty much anywhere in your outdoor or indoor environment, hang it from a ceiling where most people don't have a plug, and it'll record everything that you want to see.
So how long will a battery charge last, typically?
Depends how often you use it. If you check, 25 times a day, not very long, but most people, it'll last 3 to 5 months.
But 3 to 5 months on a charge?
Yeah, you pull it off. There's a little port for plugging it in. A couple hours later, you put it back on your mount, and you're done.
And I'm guessing it's smart enough to let me know if the battery's beginning to go low, so I can plan accordingly.
In the app, it'll count down from 100% down to a lower number, and you just plug it in, and you're back in business.
Now, for those of you listening on the radio and not yet seeing the video, you've got to check it out, because Terry's showing us really cool opportunity here with a simple magnetic mount. And if you'll do it again for the camera, you just install that on an overhang outside. It's
overhang,
waterproof.
Wall, eave, and then it just attaches.
And it doesn't really matter what direction you put it up in, because it's 360 degrees.
360, and it's available at Best Buy nationwide.
And for how much?
$229.
Okay, $229 to get all the view you ever need. I can imagine it especially helpful maybe on a corner eave or something at your house.
Absolutely. And you can see the backyard, you can see the garage, you can see the back of the house, everything from one camera, one simple app.
Is the picture or the video zoomable? Can you go in closer to maybe catch a license plate or something?
Absolutely. It has dynamic zoom, 8X, so you can get in nice and tight.
Very good. Well, while we're talking about this Guardzilla, and this is the new 360, it's the live outdoor-indoor video camera.
A couple other quick things. It has what's called two-way communication, so it's not push to talk, push to listen. You hit the two-way button, and you carry on a conversation with anyone near the camera, like we're talking. Not like hit, then you have to press to talk, then you have to it's not like that.
It's good. It's not like the Ring. It's better.
Just like talking on the cell phone. And so that's a big thing, especially with little kids. Parents want to communicate with their kids. That's a feature that they
say like. Hi to your lonely pet while you're at work.
And that is maybe the most common use is, let me show you my dog.
I would imagine. And I'm also seeing a 180-degree camera. Yeah. No doubt less expensive, but, of course, it's only going to cover half the area.
It covers half the environment. It's $99. Okay, so if you want to see it all, it's $229. A lot of people want to save a little money. they'll use the 180-degree camera.
Terrific. And I would imagine you're working on more things and different devices. I don't know if you can share anything, but I won't tell anybody. If there's, what's coming into tomorrow?
That's right.
Yeah, just between us.
You know what? We literally just launched this outdoor camera. And so we're our engineers are up to something good. But right now, this is our product line for the for the near future.
Good. And it's out and available.
It is out. The outdoor camera's at Best Buy. These are available at Best Buy, Home Depot, Walmart, of course, Lowe's. So broadly distributed.
And more info at Guardzilla.com.
Guardzilla.com, and you can learn all about it.
That's GuardZilla, Guardzilla.com. And, of course, we'll link you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Terry, thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. Keep up the good work. Cool stuff.
We really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure, and that's why we talk about cool products into tomorrow here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-9112. That's 800-523-9112. Again, 800-523-9112.
Welcome back into tomorrow. Depending on who you ask, virtual reality is either coming on strong or heading for the cliff. What do you think? Are you using VR for anything? Do you have any desire or interest in VR, AR, or even artificial intelligence? Call us anytime, 24-7, 800-899-INTO. Participate on the show. Call in. Win stuff. And let us know your thoughts. At Rossmo in the control room, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com.
That's DEXCOM.com. Carl in Rapid City, South Dakota, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hey, Carl.
I've been using Smart Playlist on my iTunes for many years, primarily to keep track of play counts and how recently I've listened to the music. And I was wondering, what percent of iTunes users even bother with Smart Playlist? And the second part of this one is, if I was foolish enough to rent my music from Apple Music or Spotify, would there be any controls like Smart Playlist?
Well, Carl, we don't know what percentage of iTunes users use Smart Playlist, but we'd suspect it couldn't be too many of them since Apple never ported them to iOS. That's a big deal when you consider that iTunes isn't a necessary evil to use an iPhone, and far fewer people are even using it these days. Now, having said that, they're a good way to have some fresh playlists without constantly having to update them manually.
Yeah, now, if you were to rent your music from Spotify, there wouldn't be Smart Playlists the way you use them on iTunes. And if you were to rent your music from Apple Music, you could use Smart Playlists, but you'd only be able to create them on computers, not phones.
We have read reports of issues when creating Smart Playlists that draw from other playlists that contain Apple Music songs, but you can create a Smart Playlist that pulls from your Apple Music library without issues. Hope that helps, Carl. Join us at intotomorrow.com for more.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.